Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, January 21st, and coming up in today's episode, Bengal government challenges Kolkata court's life sentence for RG Kar rape and murder culprit, demands a death penalty. War of the freebies in national capital. Kerala, Tamil Nadu move against UGC guidelines, and lawsuits and backlash to some of Donald Trump's day one announcements. First up, Calcutta High Court has permitted the Mamata Banerjee-led Bengal government to file an appeal demanding death penalty for RG Kar Hospital rape and murder convict Sanjay Roy and overturn a previous judgment. On Monday, Sialda Court awarded the culprit life in prison for raping and killing a 30-year-old trainee doctor who was on night shift on the day of the attack. Chief Minister Banerjee expressed her disappointment over the verdict and used this opportunity to target CBI and, by extension, the centre. After the tragedy, her government came under fire for its alleged mishandling of the case and faced widespread protests, including from junior doctors, as well as the opposition Bharatiya Janata Party. As a result, the investigation was handed over to the central agency, CBI. Reacting to the verdict yesterday, she said the investigation was snatched from us and given to the CBI. We would have ensured the death penalty if it was us. Quote, we demanded a death penalty from day one. We demand it now. But it's the court's order. I can share my party's opinion. We ensured death penalty in three cases within 60 days. If the case stayed with us, we would have ensured death penalty long back. I'm not satisfied. Had it been the death penalty, at least my heart would have been somewhat at peace, unquote, Ms. Banerjee said. In a post on X in the evening, Ms. Banerjee expressed shock that the judgment held the rape and murder did not fall under the category of rarest of the rare cases. Asserting that the case warrants capital punishment, she said her government would plead for it at the High Court. In India, capital punishment for rape and murder is reserved for rarest of the rare cases. One such case was Nirbhaya case in Delhi. And Chief Minister Banerjee is not the only one to be dismayed by the verdict. The parents of the trainee doctor who was raped and murdered in a seminar hall at the RG Kar Hospital in August last year reiterated that there were other people involved in the crime who had not been caught. This has been a theory floated by the parents as well as multiple supporters of the family. They also expressed dismay that Roy, a former civic volunteer with the Kolkata police, did not get the death penalty. The doctor's mother told news agency PTI, and I quote, we are shocked. How is this not the rarest of rare cases? An on-duty doctor was raped and murdered. We are dismayed. There was a larger conspiracy behind this crime, unquote. Doctors who had protested seeking justice for the victim and heightened security at hospitals also alluded that there were other culprits who had escaped punishment. Federation of Resident Doctors Association, or FORDA India, one of the organizations that had been at the forefront of the protests, wrote on X, you can get away with brutal rape and murder with just life imprisonment in India. What a shame. Highly disappointed this is not over yet, unquote. Now, two southern states are fighting against the draft for new University Grants Commission guidelines. Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan has joined his Tamil Nadu counterpart, M.K. Stalin, to speak out against the draft proposals. Kerala has passed a resolution in the Assembly demanding withdrawal of the guidelines. According to Chief Minister Vijayan, the draft UGC proposals are aimed at destroying higher education in order to, quote, ensure those who spread communal and religious hatred control it. The UGC is a statutory body under the Union Education Ministry. He spoke against the way the centre introduced the draft without consulting all stakeholders, maintaining that states have the liberty to regulate the universities, functioning according to their respective laws, while the centre can only coordinate and fix standards. The Chief Minister claimed that the provision in the norms allowing persons, even from the private sector, to be appointed as vice chancellors, while not considering academic experts, was a move to commercialise the higher education sector. This comes after Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Stalin requested non-BJP ruled states to pass similar resolutions in their respective assemblies, something similar to a resolution passed by his assembly on January 9th. Letters were sent to the heads of Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Jharkhand, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Telangana, and Bengal governments, as well as Mr. Vijayan, which followed the suggestion. On Monday, Mr. Stalin said certain sections were in conflict with the state's educational system and policies, and said these challenge the integrity, autonomy, and development of state-run universities. He urged Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan to scrap those rules. Among his red flag sections are a clause about the selection and appointment of vice-chancellors of state-run universities, a contentious subject in Tamil Nadu as well as Kerala. In each state, the government is in a long-running battle with their respective governors over the passage of a bill to limit influence of the latter as the de facto chancellor over the process. The clause in question allows governor to nominate a UGC member to the search committee. The Supreme Court is currently hearing a plea by Tamil Nadu government stating that at least six universities are without vice-chancellors, as the governor has insisted on including a UGC nominee in the search committees. The state has said it is not required as per these universities' statutes. Other points of contention in the new UGC guidelines are introduction of entrance exams for undergraduate and postgraduate courses and the multiple entry, multiple exit proposal that will allow students to pursue any degree irrespective of their secondary stream. In theory, this would allow a student with a four-year degree in arts subject to then pursue a postgraduate degree in engineering or a technology-related subject. As the Delhi election inches closer, the war of the freebies is on in the national capital. Despite regularly cornering the opposition, especially the Aam Aadmi Party, over freebies or Rewadi politics in the recent past, the Bharatiya Janata Party is upping its own freebie game in Delhi. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party has warned that BJP, should it come to power in Delhi, will end all free benefits such as education provided by the Aam Aadmi Party. While releasing the second part of Sankalp Patra or Manifesto, BJP declared another round of freebies including free education from preschool to postgraduate degrees for needy students at Delhi government institutions, and cash aid of 15,000 rupees plus travel reimbursements for young men and women appearing for entrance test. In addition, students from scheduled caste studying technical and professional courses will receive a monthly stipend of rupees 1,000, the Bharatiya Janata Party said. This is in addition to previous promises like rupees 21,000 for pregnant women. Today, the BJP said it would set up a welfare board for domestic workers and provide them with life insurance of rupees 10 lakh and accidental insurance of rupees 5 lakh. The BJP also targeted auto rickshaw and taxi drivers, the former of whom were widely seen as core voter base for Aam Aadmi Party boss Arvind Kejriwal, also promising them life insurance of rupees 10 lakh and accident and vehicle insurance of 5 lakh. However, these promises are not going down well with the current government, Aam Aadmi Party, who is vying to win Delhi a third time. After the first round, a bemused Arvind Kejriwal, the former chief minister and Aam Aadmi Party supremo, pointed out that his rivals had said they would continue with many of the Aam Aadmi Party's welfare policies if voted to power, and asked why the people should vote for them if that was the case. The BJP declared he could not differentiate between freebies and development. This time around, Mr. Kejriwal red-flagged a clause in the BJP manifesto that said eligible children will get free education in Delhi government, quote, in Delhi government schools, unquote. He said that, quote, under Aam Aadmi Party, everyone is getting free education. This means they want people to be harassed and make multiple trips to BJP offices to admit their children to schools. Last week, BJP announced that free healthcare will be stopped for everyone. Today, they have announced that free education will be stopped. I request people of Delhi to beware. Don't vote for BJP or else your house budget will go for a toss and you won't be able to live in Delhi. Breaking from breaking news, after refusing to send Indian players to host Pakistan for Champions Trophy, India has now refused to have host country's name on its jersey. While Pakistan acquiesced to other demands like employing a hybrid model, so India will have her matches in Dubai, the latest demand is reportedly more contentious. A PCB official, in a conversation with news agency IANS, accused the BCCI of bringing politics in cricket by refusing to have Pakistan's name printed on Team India's jerseys. Earlier, the Indian board had also reportedly refused to send Captain Rohit Sharma to Pakistan for the captain's meet, a curtain-raiser event for the Champions Trophy. Quote, "We believe that the world governing body ICC will not let this happen and support Pakistan," unquote. The PCB official, on condition of anonymity, told IANS. Donald Trump's return to the Oval Office started off with radical and surprising executive orders, impacting not only millions of Americans, but also having international impact as well. While he signed nearly 80 executive orders and made many, many promises, some of them have already received backlash, both domestically and internationally. For instance, Donald Trump signed an order for the United States to exit the World Health Organization, insisting Washington was unfairly paying for more than China to fund United Nations Health Body. He also alleged that the international body was biased towards political influence from certain WHO member countries. According to BBC, carrying out this executive action on day one, more likely, the US will formally leave the global agency. The WHO has responded saying they regret the decision and hope USA will reconsider the next step. Another example, the Palestinian Authority said United States President Donald Trump's lifting of sanctions on Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank would incite violence against Palestinians, according to AFP. Quote, "Lifting sanctions on extremist settlers encourages them to commit more crimes against our people," unquote. Palestinian Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a statement, pointing to the recent attack by Israeli members in the West Bank. Next, Elon Musk-led Doge, or Department of Government Efficiency, is getting sued. Within minutes of Trump's inauguration, largest union of U.S. federal government employees filed a suit against the billionaire's plans for mass culling of government jobs, as both Musk and Trump have claimed that $2 trillion could be saved potentially, but most experts believe that is not realistic without deep cuts to crucial social services or benefits. The suit says the members of Doge do not represent the interest of everyday Americans and want the process to be closely monitored. And next, immigrant and civil rights advocate, including American Civil Liberties Union, filed a lawsuit against a birthright citizenship executive order signed by President Trump. Immigrants' rights advocates sued the Trump administration over its executive order that seeks to strip certain babies born in the United States of their U.S. citizenship, Reuters reported. According to a statement by the advocates of the committee, which called the order unconstitutional. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.